6:55 here in the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM. Every Wednesday afternoon at this time, we talk to one of the contributors from AnchorRising.com, the best political blog on the face of the earth, and Justin Katz is one of those gentlemen. And Justin, what's going on, buddy? How are you doing?
Oh, pretty well. How's it going, man?
Everything's good. And thank you very much for a little nod about the East Bay newspaper thing the other day. It was pretty cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a good article.
Thank you very much. What's going on Anchor Rising today, my friend?
First, I wanted to announce a new feature. It's actually a cue we've taken from you talk radio guys and your method of advertising. It's called Community Crier, and essentially it allows for folks to put up paid content directly to the blog on Anchor Rising. We expect it would be helpful for things like newsletters or announcements or even regular old advertising. Information on that is available on the left-hand side of the website. There's a picture of a guy shouting with his hand to his mouth.
So you're offering ad space?
Yeah, well, we have ad space elsewhere, but this is actually a post will go up as the advertisement.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it would be in line with you know what people are actually reading rather than along the edges of the website.
Right. All right.
But meanwhile, though, one of the stories that I've been following in particular, mainly because I can't believe it's not getting more attention, is the rough time that Navy reservist Paul Kelly, who's from Exeter, is having getting back into his house after an ex-girlfriend, whose name is Pocahontas Cooley, has lived there against his will for nearly 2 years.
What?
Yeah, Superior Court Judge Ojeda Rodrigue Thompson, who's up for, a federal appeals court position, has let this woman drag out the pre-hearing process for pretty much a year and a half while Mr. Kelly was over in Kuwait serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom. When I interviewed Mr. Kelly and his lawyer, you really get the sense that this is getting to the point of absurdity. And personally, I think we might be seeing a preview of Obama's forthcoming crew of judges who he says should have empathy for the quote-unquote disadvantaged groups.
What was the basis of this, of being allowed to stay there?
Well, she claims to be his common-law wife, and it's open and shut. They took it to district court, Paul, Mr. Kelly, and his lawyer did, and it pretty much got quickly resolved. No, get out of the house. You're not his common-law wife. And so she appealed, which is her right, but then Rodrigue Thompson let her stay throughout Kelly's service in Iraq. And now there's been subpoenas issued at her request, and then a health issue from month to month as she tries to get the proper doctor's notice to say she can't attend court. You know, she has to go to court to claim that, but...
So you document the whole thing and tell the story on Anchor Rising?
Yeah. Bob Kerr from the Providence Journal actually picked it up first, but he didn't get into the detail. It's just one of those, you hear the story, and I wonder if people aren't picking up on it because it just seems like there's something missing, something that can't be...
That's the first I'm hearing of it. Yeah. You said Bob Kerr's doing a story, or he did one?
No, he's had two. Essentially, he just details that the guy can't get back in his house. He doesn't go into... there's a whole other layer of this where the woman... rifled through his stuff and cashed checks and used his credit cards. And that's all...
These are all allegations, of course.
There have been investigations from the police, the local police and the state police, I believe, but it's all stopped at the Attorney General Lynch's office. They've said, we'll wait until we hear whether this is his wife or not.
All right, well, it's be an interesting read, Justin. Now everybody check out AnchorRising.com and read that story, plus the Town Crier section, all that good stuff. And, of course, you can also have the citizen, what's it called, Justin, where the citizens can...
Engage citizen.
Engage citizen, where you can actually put up your own post like an op-ed piece in the paper.
Yep.
So check it out. All right, Justin, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Justin Katz, AnchorRising.com. Interesting stuff there.